Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting back to order. We've been in a brief recess. We have a 1:30 agenda item. It's fiscal year 2026 budget workshop number 2 for the clerk's office. So what's the latest and greatest?
And the team, you guys can have a seat up front. Is there a way to pull up table 1?
Only if Kyle hasn't kicked the floor.
Oh, it's on that. I think it's...
It's working.
Showing, I have to drag it up. There we go.
Ignore all the tabs.
Ignore all the tabs.
Tab guy.
Okay. So I'll just highlight that there's very little change, so this should go pretty quick, but...
Oh, all right.
I wanted to start with... We can start to the... sorry, I'm doing the extension here. Okay, the clerk of the court is exactly the same. There's absolutely no changes, so I'll just knock that out. That's the biggest family, and everything in Power Plan right now is identical to what you saw here in the presentation in round 1. So there's nothing changed. That is a... again, we lowered the budget by... 41,325 year over year in that family. So,
wow.
And some of that, as Jess mentioned, was we rolled out some of the trips that is sometimes taken for training. So, that was part of it. And then there was some backfilling of positions that reset the baseline a little bit lower. And then there are some slight adjustments upward for some employees, but the net bottom line is 41K savings in that budget. So let me go to the next one. Okay, we'll just do the recorder's office. There is some minimal changes in the recorder's office. This is what was presented in the last workshop. And then there is a $4,000 in today's presentation on the recorder's office. So there's a $4,000 increase. Let me move this one over. I'll go to reports. The 4K I asked Emily to put in, there's been an increased frequency of requests for a notification system on deeds. We've come to find out that quite a few surrounding counties have a notification system. I don't know if you've watched like Title Lock or whatever. There's these commercials that are ran on cable news that puts a lot of fear into people that their properties are going to be stolen through deeds. So we get asked with increasing frequency if there's some sort of notification system where people can sign up and then they're notified if there's a transfer in their deed. There is, Helion does offer a service. It's a $4,000 annual service. It's the cheapest of all of the options we've looked at, and it's cheaper than what some of the other neighboring counties, I'll leave unnamed, are paying because they're not in Helion. So since we use Helion, we have the option of having this add-on, and the public can subscribe basically for a notification system. So,
Mr. Chairman, do they pay for the subscription?
No, they don't pay for the subscription. So it's something that would be offered by us without a subscription. That would require more administrative burden and transfer. Sorry. Basically, we pay the vendor so much to capture the service. We could explore potential charge for service, but the counties around us, Ada County, Gem County, going down the list, it's a service provided to the public. So this budget, we also pending, we did, it's not in here in the revenues, but you know, the revenues are $138,000 more this year over last year. So we anticipate generating more revenue. We are finalizing what the mail fees will be, the mailing fees. So we are likely gonna mirror something similar to what the Idaho Supreme Court has, which also we use, and Jess can confirm, in the courts as a consistent rate. It'll be a little bit higher than what Emily was suggesting in an earlier meeting as far as what we would charge for mailing documents. So since we're offering online payment, and it avoids the trip. There's the option of us mailing to them certified copies. There would be an additional mailing cost associated with mailing to folks who pay in that way. So it's not going to go up by a lot, but this the revenue line that we have here is going to go up a little bit more under the other miscellaneous charges and fees. It's going to be pretty nominal amount. And again, we don't know exactly what the volume is going to be because it's all brand new to us. So it's just all speculation at this point. But the revenue will go up as we finalize that number early in the clerk's suggested budget will reflect that increase.
Chairman, I want to jump back to the other question that you raised about paying for Helion. Huh? I have not heard of people using their talents to scam people out of their property. Mm-hmm. So is it legit? Can they do it legitimately?
I'm not going to offer comment on... I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be rude. I don't know what the frequency is, but there's a high frequency of advertising. More and more people in the community asking, and they say it's a regular basis. And even when I'm in my office, I just overhear people coming in. They're usually certain age demographic, concerned and asking what we have to help notify them if someone tried to transfer a deed without their consent.
Okay. And I appreciate that there's no offense that you don't want to comment, but you know, if it's legit, that's one thing. If it's not legit, that's another thing. If this is the cheapest bang for the buck and it's not effective, that's another thing. There's just a lot of things in here that I've never heard of that if we're going to put money towards something on a tight budget year, I just want to know what it is we're really buying.
Yeah, it's that notification system. I'm happy to bring more information to you, but Ada County, Jim County, there's lots of counties that have this. And we are, as the second largest county in the state, do not have this. And so what you're reducing is the administrative time and employee time in answering repeatedly all of the inquiries that have come from the public. And we would just have a link on the website, and you could direct the public to that link to sign up for the subscription. And let them know that if they choose to sign up, that they would be notified if their deed was ever transferred. Or, you know, we choose not to add this additional task, and our staff will just continue to walk and talk people through. But there is a perception that we're maybe not doing enough to assist the public, especially when our neighboring counties, some of our neighboring counties do have this service.
I hear what you're saying, but I just think it's like somebody announcing there's a run on a bank. I don't know. It's not like it's a astronomical cost. It's I don't even know if it's legit.
Yeah, so there's a lot of, you know, and seeing that we bring in, and the recruiter's office brings in hundreds of thousands of dollars more than it costs to fund the $4,000 subscription to maybe alleviate public concern and all of those interactions.
Sure.
And the trend is more counties are adding this. Yeah. Among the clerks' families, there's some dialogue with other clerks and more looking into adding this as well as pursuing legislation on even making more careful distinctions between what certified copies are or aren't and what stamps are used, what title companies are allowed to use. So there is a lot of talk and concern from a policy perspective about having better practices in place to give the public higher trust about what's required when we do transactions and whether fraud is occurring or not. I'm not... Maybe in an executive session we could discuss some of the potential tort claims that came over the potential recording of deed transfers with or without the consent of, or so they claimed, or, you know, we can explore that. But I'm happy to roll the 4K out, but...
And that wasn't my ask. My ask was just, and I understand why you're not able to provide comment, but Chairman, I guess I'll look at you.
I would prefer that
If you had set a time and meeting, working through Greg, let's have an executive session on legal counsel to figure out if we have liability exposure or not. And then I go back to my little old lady. Even at $4,000, I don't want her paying for somebody else's policy if she doesn't want to buy one. And so let's just look at that. And it frustrates me when a market is driven by fear. And I would like to see what the facts are for Canyon County and see if it makes sense for us. And if there is any potential of pay to play, because if people are worried about it, let them put up $5 or whatever it is for covering their title at Canyon County.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's helpful.
Mr. Chairman.
I could go do more research on that and just, again, it's a 4K purchase. I don't know how much time you want to spend doing vetting on it, but.
Because I'm not worried about the 4K. I'm worried about do we have a potential liability issue where the other counties have carte blanche done it and we aren't. And so I need to know what I owe the public.
Thanks.
One time purchase, or is this
it's an
annual subscription?
But we bring in, you know, 1.2 million and it costs 700,000 office. So the, you know, part of what you're trying to do is maintain public trust with the documentation, and whether it's an unnecessary expense of the county, certainly willing. So that was my request. It was, you know, we have weekly meetings. I have weekly meetings with my direct reports, and she does say with regular frequency the number of inquiries that come in to the office, and I've seen it with my own eyes, of seniors walking into the office asking if we have, because what they're being pressured to potentially buy is services that are offered through advertisement. And so this is sparing them the potential of them subscribing to Title Lock or whatever these companies are. So, but that's the only change in the recorder's office. It was the $4,000 increase for that. And then we will have more revenues once we finalize what the mailing fee should be, which will also have to come before you. So that's the other thing that's sitting, it's waiting for PA approval, because we would be adopting new fees. And so I did tell her director to go through the PA and drafting a resolution, because you would be approving.
Oh.
I don't know if that was totally necessary or not, but it's just better safe than have you approve.
Okay.
So.
Right.
So I think the next, clerk of the court was the same.
On my printout, I don't show the 4K. Which?
So the
service contract.
Is where?
It's in the service contracts.
Oh, okay.
But the bottom line should show an increase. It's 4,000 more than the last.
Must be. Not that I don't have too many papers up here.
So in this, this is the audit budget as it was presented last time, and it showed a $19,000 year-over-year increase, but I said that number was inflated and was going to come down because it was double booking Steve's position, which was not vacated yet at the time, that PCN, and then it did hold space for a new PCN, but the decision was just to repurpose that PCN and adjust it. So since that has happened, going to our new, this is for the auditor, so rather than last time showing a $19,000 increase, I believe the only adjustment, so I have to click back down here to go up there, is, so now it's a $29,000 decrease. So that was a $50,000 swing. So that was what I said was likely going to happen once a decision was made to back out. I do want to So this is reflecting the new baseline of the PCN as it's been readjusted. We've interviewed people. We have not hired into that position, but that position does exist. One third of it exists under the audit. One third of it's under recorder. One third of it is also under county assistants. Okay. So the one other thing I do want to request that's not on this report that I have up with the year over year showing that adjustment is the specialty pay for the chief deputy in the treasurer's office. He will, I know there was some question last time about how his specialty pay was being compensated. It's not currently being compensated in my budget. It's fully being compensated in the treasurer's budget. I believe that, you know, the ethical thing to do would be, since that specialty pay exists to provide assistance to me and the new position to provide training and assistance, that that specialty pay should be a cost incurred in the audit budget. So this doesn't reflect that because his PC and the specialty pay all exist under the treasurer. And what I would propose is, with your approval, just have the specialty pay. I could add it in here in the fixed dollar amount. We just do a journal entry at the end of the year to show that that part of his salary is being incurred by the audit budget, not fully on the treasurer's budget.
Chairman, and you anticipate that you'll continue to need that even if you, okay.
Yes, and he's willing to assist. I mean, it's really a, you know, a full year at least of overlapping all the things that go through kind of the cyclical calendar, and also depends on when we hire the decision now, whether they miss most of the L2 season or capture maybe the tail end of it. But they're going to need to have to go through an entire year. So at least, and with Steve's willingness to do that, I don't think it's fair that specialty pay to provide support for me should be borne by, and maybe I'm just overthinking it, but that specialty pay amount should I think should be in my budget. It's not reflected in this budget, but what I would request is that I come back in the requested budget and show that specialty pay being incurred in my budget and that it moves out of the treasurer's budget. Just that fixed dollar amount.
I'm good with that.
So this will go up by that fixed dollar amount. I believe it's 5,000, but I need to confirm. But I believe that that's what the annual specialty rate for support for me from the chief deputy.
And Chairman, another question?
Yes.
Is that some of the specialty pay amounts have been under perusal by the current HR director? Is that commensurate with other specialty pay amounts in the county?
I would defer maybe to Chief Rass to respond. I was not involved with the determination of specialty pay and was not involved in that process, so I can't really speak to it. I just feel that I'm responsible for paying it once I've been made aware of that.
I understand. Yeah, thank you. And maybe that's just a question for the HR director. I don't know.
Yeah, Mr. Commissioner, I think that's a question for HR director and the treasurer, how that's coordinated, but there is a specialty pay. And it's supposed to go through 10-1 and then drop off, but if it continues to keep supporting the clerk's office, the clerk should pay for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't disagree. It's just my question, really, to be more directed, is the specialty pay that's being paid for that assistance the same as it is across the county for other specialty pays of like positions?
No, Commissioner, because this is a pretty specialized
function. Okay.
Just like, for example, my specialty pay for CIO, it's very specialized.
Okay, thank you.
But it was designed to sunset at some point, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's rather unique because I think that's to provide support, right, for someone that usually when someone leaves the county, they leave. This is a unique situation where he's still retained, but under a different EO, providing some labor support for another EO that is more than just a courtesy hour to answer a few questions for a new hire. It is, you know, for example, we met today. He's sending out the email to all the taxing districts with their, you know, beginning the L2 process. So he's willing to go ahead and just calculate and send those emails out with my approval. So to some degree, Mr. Onofre is doing tasks that are delegated to the clerk, but we're working together in those tasks. So I feel like I should be responsible for paying for that labor component.
Understood. Thank you.
Beyond 10-1, and I think it will require time beyond 10-1.
Okay.
Yeah. I think is this elections. This is elections as it was presented. Sorry, it's really small in here, but this was the prior presentation of elections, which showed a minus $5,037 year over year. I have to make my mouse go up because it's on extend. Okay. Now I have to come back down here. Now I know why the controller gets frustrated when he's scanning on his office, because he has to come back down and then go back up. Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get you.
Sorry. It looks identical. So this will change a little bit because it's going through the final steps, but the blue sheet on Haley's PCN is still pending approval. But this dollar amount, the year-over-year changed. Well, actually, she's under consolidated elections, sorry. So this one stayed the same, and then consolidated elections, because elections is under two budgets, will roughly be the same because we put under new reclass the capacity for those changes. So there's no other changes under elections as I'm seeing it here. 823585. And here 823585. Yep. So those are identical. They're the same. And then county assistance. There's a very slight change from the presentation. Let me try to make that bigger. The presentation showed 385305 and go down. 385305, and now it's 387995. So that slight incremental increase was because a third of the PCN was in this budget. Okay, that's rolled out. So the new reclass, that part of the budget has rolled out. That was under new reclass of the third of the position, because now it's in the baseline budget under regular employees line. If that makes sense, because that's been processed. So in our best guesstimate, we were just off by a couple thousand dollars. So again, you're estimating, trying to be approximate, but it was pretty close. So that was the only change. It still includes still pending review by HR. There was some salary adjustments for a couple PCNs in the current fiscal year budget, but there's still a title and or grade change review by HR. I anticipate HR to review that, hopefully ahead of the compensation meeting that we have, where I'm guessing you're going to review those all kind of in that workshop meeting. So that's the same as what was presented in the first budget. I think I'm almost done. What am I forgetting? Consolidated elections. I think there's elections. Oh, that's what threw me off, because elections had, I think, consolidated both in.
That's in the name. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Consolidated elections. So this is going to look, this should look the same. 658, 733 is what was presented to you. 658, yeah, so it's identical. But see, it's still pending the PCN approval for Haley's position, but you'll notice that under new reclass, that capacity, as well as another potential specialty pay for a lead, is contemplated in there. So the part that was going to the adjustment that HR recommended, once this is processed, the baseline will reset. So it'll just move from new reclass into salary. Another significant change is you'll see the elected official, a third of my salary was paid out of consolidated election. I'm rolling that out just for ease. So I'm now fully under the audit budget. So I'm just, so that was another moving piece. So Pam doesn't need to process one third of my salary out of consolidated election the way it's been done. So I think that covers everything, and I will do more research on the whole the notification system. And I do apologize if I sound like 4K is such a minimal amount to buy peace of mind for the people. I think part of our hope is if people are less nervous and fearful making inquiries about a service we provide and whether that service is actually accomplishing the thing that they think it might accomplish, it's something that we can discuss and what liability or responsibility we have. But and this has been a conversation among the clerk family about what we can do, because this has been a statewide thing. It's been a nationwide thing. There's certain cable news shows. It seems like every other commercial is some sort of don't let your property get stolen from you because of deed. And so obviously the public is reaching out to the recorder's office asking and inquiring what we're doing to ensure that there isn't title theft.
Well, Chairman.
Well, this doesn't impede or bar someone from doing it. All the service does is just notify them when their title goes out already changed.
That is true.
So
I'm notified after it's occurred.
Yeah, I'm a little.
I have a very short window of trying to cure it. I don't know. I'm not going to be a legal expert.
Right.
What the protocols are.
Yeah.
The point that I'm making is it's a notification that it's already happened to you, and that generally puts you on a very difficult trail.
Agreed.
So I'm a little bit concerned about what they think we are buying.
For. Correct.
$4,000 is just basically you've been had service.
Yeah. So, and Chairman, I think your position to have legal look at what it is we're responsible for, if we're saying here's a website, click on this. I mean, I can't imagine that somebody wouldn't make some nexus that, well, you told me to go here and that did nothing for me. I don't know. I just, in the grand scheme of things, you're correct. It's not like it's a huge dollar amount. It's the implications behind it and the education to the public on what it is we're really saying. And it's unfortunate there's people out there that don't have better things to do.
And there's nothing more that we could do beyond the processes that we are established. If there's we go through the process, and once there's a transfer, then they would be notified. And if it happened without their consent or someone was an imposter, whatnot, then it would become a legal issue, I guess, among those parties to try to seek some sort of remedy. I can't, but I will vet that one out a little bit more.
Thank you.
I should have came with a little more information about what that subscription would cover. So, but I think all the budgets, consolidated election is lower year over year. Current expense elections is lower year over year. The court's budget is lower. The audit budget, even with moving me over, is lower. The only budget that is slightly higher is the recorder's office. But the revenues are also up over $100,000 to cover. But some of those increased costs are captured in there, and it includes just the cost of doing business where there's fee for service. So,
Chief, did you have anything on your list that we needed?
I don't, but the clerk has covered it all.
Kyle.
Commissioners, we just have one more thing that we're trying to work with and iron out with ADP right now, that first quarter of cost that we will incur when we're in that transition period of switching payroll providers. So we had a meeting with ADP last week, and we're supposed to be getting those numbers to figure out what that, like 3 months, or if we need, if something were to go wrong, what 3 months of that cost would be.
Do we need to add that?
We've already got some in there.
We have some in there, but we'll have a more realistic expectation of what that.
Is that just a transition period to have them both running to make sure for validation?
Yeah, because we're hopeful to transition 1-1, so we need to pay for that quarter there. And then if something were to go where we need a longer transition period, then we would just be able to pay and keep that running, like you said, simultaneously.
Smart. Unfortunately, we have that quarter option.
Yeah.
I know there's some entities that are pretty
stingy.
Some are stingy on a year or nothing, but especially when they're phasing out. But ADP has been notified that we're transitioning.
Yes, and we're working on getting those, like, more true number for that, because we just have an estimate in there right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, and safe. Not sorry. Anything else?
I don't have anything, Chairman.
All right. Guess you didn't get to say it then.
No, no, I like this format.
All right. If there's nothing else, I make a motion that we take the changes into advisement and work forward and go from there.
I second.
All right. Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. All right. If there is anything else, let's be in recess then till 2:30.